This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Jeffries, J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S, first name Belinda, B-E-L-L-I-N-D-A. The date of birth, September 14, 1956. Date of evaluation, September 26, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Al-Rashidi. The chief complaint, 66-year-old female with left rotator cuff tear. The HPI, the patient is a 66-year-old African-American female who reports injury to the left shoulder dating to March 20th of 2020 period. She stated that she was lifting a toddler when she felt a snap in her left shoulder, period. She was referred to a physician for evaluation, period. She was subsequently referred for physical therapy, period. She then underwent a course of physical therapy, but noted worsening pain. She was then referred for MRI, period. MRI revealed a tear, period. She stated that she was then seen by a physician at Concentra, who then sent her to a specialist, period. She then underwent surgery October 21, 2020, period. This was followed with a course of physical therapy. Period. However, physical therapy did not occur until May of 2021. Period. In the interim, she was noted to have a frozen shoulder. Period. She describes having ongoing pain, which she describes as sharp, period. It is rated 5-7/10, period. It is worse with trying to sleep, period. Pain radiates down the left arm. There is associated decreased range of motion, period. There is no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number glaucoma, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number insomnia, past surgical history, left shoulder surgery, next number ACL, left knee, next number cervical fusion, C5-6, next number bunionectomies, next number, routine female evaluations. The medications, fluoromethylone, as directed, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams, one daily, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams PRN, latanoprost, daily, losartan, 25 milligrams daily, multivite, one daily, simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily, zolpidem tartrate, 5 milligrams HSPRN, the allergies, erythromycin results in nausea and vomiting. Family history, father died of unknown blood cancer. Mother is alive with heart disease. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking or drug use. However, she notes occasional alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports night sweats as she is going through menopause, eyes. She has reading glasses. Genitourinary, she has urgency of urination. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 135/81, pulse 83, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 178.6 pounds. In general, she is a mildly obese female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The HEENT is unremarkable. Abdomen is mildly obese. Musculoskeletal. Left shoulder demonstrate tenderness on abduction period. Range of motion is limited to 65 degrees period. The data review, sodium 139, potassium 3.4, chloride 103, bicarb 29, BUN 14, creatinine 0.71, glucose 87, white blood cell count 5.1, hemoglobin 11.9, platelet 336, urinalysis, specific gravity of 1.019, there is moderate bacteria, there is trace leukocyte esterase, the patient is noted to have had MRI period. This is noted to have biceps tenodesis period. There is progression of glenohumeral joint osteoarthritis with subcortical cystic changes and marrow edema of the glenoid and further fraying of the labrum. There is moderate synovitis and small joint effusion of the glenohumeral joint. There is mild subacromial bursitis. There is evidence of prior Mumford, M-U-M-F-O-R-D procedure. There is mild superior rotator cuff and moderate subscapularis tendinosis with no definite tear. The impression, this is a 66-year-old female with history of left rotator cuff tear who is status post-surgery and is now scheduled for additional surgeries, period. She has evidence of correction. She has history of hypertension, period. She is maintained on hydrochlorothiazide and is noted to have mild hypokalemia, period. She further has evidence of mild urinary tract infection, period. She has stable glaucoma, hypercholesterolemia, and insomnia, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. Her overall cardiovascular risk is felt not to be significantly increased despite having multiple comorbidities, period. I have ordered Bactrim double strength BID for her UTI, period. In addition, I have ordered potassium chloride to replace her potassium, period. Patient is otherwise clinically stable for her procedure, signed Dr. Rollington Ferguson.